I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Airstrikes by U.S. forces have targeted ISIS territory in Libya since Monday. Libya's temporary government hopes to flush out the Islamic State strongholds. The growing presence of ISIS in Libya spells bad news for Christians there who already face persecution. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright says of Libya,
it's actually ranked number 10 on Open Doors 2016 World Watch List, and that's because of the incredibly severe persecution faced by Christians and other religious groups.
This is about standing together as believers live and breathe the hope of Christ. If you'd like to raise awareness for their religious freedoms, Open Doors has an opportunity for you.
Visit opendoorsusa.org. You can sign our current petition. We're campaigning, urging the presidential candidate to raise issues of religious persecution against Christians and other religious groups.
And this age of technology is a perfect opportunity to put biblical teaching in the hands of people worldwide, so says Ralph Storrs of Transworld Radio.
The idea was for an end user, whether they be Russian, whether they be Mandarin, whether they be Hindu, Urdu, Tamil, Arabic, or whatever that language is, to be able to come onto the platform, fully translated in their heart language.
That platform is TWR 360. It started as just a website available in just five languages. Now
we have people and listeners in 45 different languages who are able to access that content in their heart language.
Mission Network News is also a featured partner. If you'd like to check it out for yourself, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.